This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has given full approval to Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for people 16 and older. In a speech given hours after the approval, U.S. President Joe Biden urged Americans to get vaccinated. He said, "If you're one of the millions of Americans who said they will not get the shot until it has full and final approval of the FDA, it has now happened." Biden added, "The moment you've been waiting for is here. It's time for you to get your vaccination." Some experts are hopeful that the full approval will encourage more vaccine skeptics to get inoculated. The United States has seen a surge in cases driven by the Delta variant of the virus. Following the FDA's announcement on Monday, global health nonprofit Doctors Without Borders called on the pharmaceutical giant to share its vaccine technology to increase the global supply. According to Doctors Without Borders, only 1% of Pfizer's vaccine supply has been delivered to African nations. The head of the World Health Organization is urging countries to delay administering booster shots for COVID-19 by at least 2 months to allow nations with low vaccine doses to receive more. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told reporters during a visit to Budapest that priority should be given to raising vaccination rates in countries where only 1 or 2% of the population has been inoculated. Tedros also said, quote, "There's a debate about whether booster shots are effective at all." Hungary is the first country in the European Union to offer booster shots. It joins a growing number of nations, including the United States and Israel, that have begun or are planning to offer third shots to their populations. This is VOA News.